This goes to Russell Anderson, Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax is 989-875-5168 regarding Sharon, Sharon, Peet, P-E-E-T, date of birth October 12, 1944. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Peet with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, secondary hyperlipidemia, and anemia. Her last visit was November 28th of 2022. Her weight is stable. She has had a recent esophageal dilation done for worsening dysphagia, especially large pills and large meat products have been difficult to swallow. Following the dilation, she's swallowing things much easier. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, currently no dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. The patient takes a multivitamin. She believes there is iron in that also every day. And she's also on lisinopril, maximum dose of 40 milligrams daily, in addition to other routine medications. Physical exam, her weight is 126 pounds and blood pressure 140 over 70. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 11th of 2023. Creatinine is improved at 1.5. It's been as high as 2.2 within the last year. Estimated GFR is 35. Albumin is 3.9. Calcium is 8.9. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 4.5. Intact parathyroid hormone is 76.9. Hemoglobin slightly lower than her previous lab. It was 10.0, now we have 9.8, with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable and slightly improved creatinine levels. No current progression. Hypertension is 2, near to goal. 3, secondary hyperparathyroidism with improved IPTH levels and anemia. We will continue to have the patient get lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll have a follow-up visit in this clinic in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.